And now to Andover, Kansas. That's just east of Wichita. And to Mr. Mario Aberly, who is showing the flag on this 4th of July, but that's nothing unusual. Mr. Aberly, perhaps you could describe your flag to us.
Well, our flag just happens to be approximately 44 feet long and 13 feet tall. After September 11th, we went out to try to find a flag so we could show our patriotism and our support of the victims, and we couldn't find one, so we ended up painting the entire front of our house as the American flag.
The entire front of your house?
That's right, yes.
Get a lot of people stopping and looking and taking pictures of your house?
Oh, definitely, yeah. We've had, every day we have at least one person, and when we first did it, it was so bad, our street out front, it was just wall-to-wall cars, and they were honking and waving, and we had fire trucks going by, sounding their horns, and everybody was honking, and it was a really big response.
For those who are inspired by your example, how long did it take you to paint the entire front of your house in the United States flag?
It actually took us one day. I was at work, and my wife's a homemaker, and she stayed home, and she went and got the paint, and she started on the red stripes. We just happened to have 13 pieces of siding on the front of the house, so she painted every other one red, and then by the time I got home, a friend and I built the Union, which is 6 foot by 9 foot, and painted it blue and put the stars on it, and then screwed it up in the upper left-hand corner of the house, and by 8 o'clock that evening, we were done with it.
Well, when it is time for a new paint job, are you just going to freshen up the flag and keep the house this way, or is this a special sort of 2001-2002 era design for the house?
Well, I think when we paint the house, we're going to go ahead and just paint it one solid color. Not that we want to forget September 11th, but there'll be a time we want to put it past us and move on.
Mario Aberly of Andover, Kansas, who painted the American flag on the front of his house last September. Thank you very much, Mr. Aberly.
Thank you.